This episode is sponsored in part by OmniSend. Shopify store owners, are you tired of juggling multiple tools to manage your marketing? Well, meet OmniSend, the only platform you'll ever need to skyrocket your e-com sales. With OmniSend, setting up e-com automations is so simple, you'll have them up and running before you finish your morning coffee. Plus, you can segment your customers based on their shopping habits and even dive into SMS or push notifications, all from one seamless dashboard. OmniSend isn't just another marketing tool. It's the secret weapon behind over 100,000 successful e-com brands. Whether it's crafting eye-catching emails or sending out timely texts, OmniSend helps you connect with your customers like never before. Give your brand the boost it deserves. Don't wait. Your best campaigns are just a click away. Your.omnisend.com/unofficial Shopify podcast. OmniSend. Welcome back to the unofficial Shopify podcast. I'm your host, Kurt Elster.
Jack Nasty.
And today, let's talk money. No, let's talk financial solutions. Shopify's got some product updates, some new features, and we're going to talk to Shopify's head of product for finance. And they've got new financial tools, and I don't know about them yet. This is news to me too. So he's going to explain it to me. I'm going to see if I can understand it and figure it out. But ultimately, I want to know, why does this matter for merchants? You know, why should we care here? And well, we're going to dive in because I want to know Shopify's new finance tools and what they mean for you. Vikram, welcome. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me here. I'm doing well.
I'm happy to have you. And so you are a product lead at Shopify, or head of product for finance at Shopify. Tell me, what's Shopify Finance? What is Shopify Finance? What is this thing all about? Give me the quick rundown.
Yeah, I mean, we've been building financial solutions for our merchants for a while. We started with Capital a while ago, and we've been building a bunch of these products to help our merchants manage their money and grow. What we're doing now is with Shopify Finance, we are bringing all of these together, and we have some new updates as well. What Shopify Finance provides is a one-stop shop. It's a single surface where you can manage all your money within the Shopify admin and the Shopify mobile app. It brings together the tools that we've built for business accounts and money management to get access to loans and credit, to manage tools like bill pay and Shopify tax all into one single surface, built straight into the Shopify admin and in the Shopify mobile app, so that merchants and entrepreneurs can manage their money where they make it within the Shopify admin.
Are there specific pain points? Like you touched on a little bit, but there's definitely specific pain points that you see merchants experiencing that led you to develop these products and features.
Absolutely. I mean, again, we've been on this journey for a while, right? And if you think about it, money is like the lifeblood of a commerce business. Right.
Without dough, it won't go. You need cash flow.
It's truly the lifeblood of our commerce business. And unfortunately, a lot of our merchants and entrepreneurs are stuck with traditional banks in managing their money. Right. And the three pain points we hear from merchants again and again. One is access, especially our smaller merchants. Right. It's really hard for them to access business banking services from our traditional banks. I mean, a lot of banks will need you to be in business for 2 years to even get a business bank account or a loan, right? And 70% of SMB loan applications are rejected. So it's really hard to get access to business banking or credit for your business, right? And as a result, a lot of entrepreneurs end up using personal credit, personal guarantees and so on. The second is friction, right? Even if you're able to access this, you've got to file tons of paperwork, wait weeks to get a loan, give personal guarantees, get your credit score impacted, and so on. So there's lots of that friction in that process. And the third one, I believe, is like, even if you get through those hurdles and get access to some of these tools are just not built for e-commerce merchants. Like, how many of your listeners have had this experience where their ad campaigns are performing really well on Meta, and there's more spend happening on that campaign, but then your credit card fails. So because the credit card part is what the banks are not really built for this, right? And then when you use your credit cards, you get points on things like dining and travel. Maybe that's not your, that's not the biggest expense category for e-commerce merchants. I think that's the third one. And actually, I think there's a fourth one, which is what happens as a result of all of this, right? Merchants end up having a bank account in this place, a line or a credit card from this bank, use this tool for bill pay, and it's all really fragmented, and they have to manage all of these things in different places. And these are the pain points, right? And that is why we built Shopify Finance, right? The hope is we really help merchants have access to the tools they need in simple ways from within the Shopify admin in one single place.
So, all right, tools they need. This sounds like Shopify Finance is a collection of features and tools. Like, what specifically am I getting with this?
It's a suite of tools, right? And let me talk about five things. Number one is Shopify Balance. It's a business banking solution. It's a business account where you can manage your money. If you set Shopify Balance as a payout account, you can set it as a payout account on Shopify payments. You get much faster access to your payouts than any external bank account. That's number one. With Shopify Balance, you'll get automatic APY. You get rewards when you spend on the prepaid card. And you get everything that a business bank account has. Okay? But really built for Shopify merchants. The second tool in the toolkit is Shopify Credit. Shopify Credit is a credit card product built specifically for Shopify merchants, e-commerce merchants. It's a charge card, what is called a charge card, built on Visa rails. And it gives you 3% cashback when you spend on expenses like, up to 3% cashback on expenses like marketing, like ads on Meta or Google or TikTok. B2B wholesale, like when you buy inventory from Fair or someplace like that, or fulfillment and shipping labels and things like that, right? Again, categories where you spend. So up to 3% cashback on the top spend category every month and 1% on the rest in these eligible categories. And in addition, you also get the flexibility to either pay off that credit card at the end of the month or pay that card over time from sales. Again, this is a new feature that we are introducing as we speak right now. The third product is a mainstay that we've had for a while. Shopify Capital is the product that we started with back in 2016. Again, Capital provides really fast, tailored funding offers within your admin. You can apply for it in a couple of minutes. 80 to 90% of applications are instantly approved because we've pre-approved you essentially. And you get money in your bank account in 2 days. Compared to weeks that you have to wait at a traditional bank, right? And again, you have exciting updates about Capital that I'm happy to share. The fourth product we have is Bill Pay, Shopify Bill Pay. They built this with Melio. And again, it's a free tool. You can send all your invoices there and it'll help you pay all your bills on time, every time, and with whatever payment method that you want. Like, merchants can use Bill Pay to pay their bills with a credit card, even if the vendor does not accept it, for example. And the final product is Shopify Tax, which helps you take out the enigma and the complexity of managing sales tax, which is like insanely complex, right? Like, to keep up with the sales tax compliance and the rules and the changing rules and various locations. And we've done this product, which again, gives you insights about which, when you should collect sales tax, and also does the calculations for you. On what you should collect. And we have these nice integrations where you can keep that sales tax money aside automatically in a balance account so that that money is there when it comes for when you have to file your taxes, right? So again, this is the full suite of our products.
In Shopify Balance, does it function like savings account? Am I getting interest on it?
Yeah. So with Shopify Balance, our Plus merchants can earn up to 4.43% APY. I wouldn't call it a savings account or anything. It's just a bank account, and every single dollar will earn that APY, and you have to do nothing. You don't have to move it into a savings account, checking account.
That is a good distinction. You're right. And so I'm getting cashback rewards on stuff that you normally wouldn't with a credit card, like buying shipping labels. I could do automatically have my sales tax calculated and held. That's the magic thing, is it's going to move it aside from me. So it's like, okay, we already earmarked that. Okay, great. And I'm getting 4% back on that. Ooh, I like
that.
You're
getting a fly on it. Yeah, exactly. And it's all automatic. I think one of the things that we really care about, Kurt, is like really automating and simplifying some of these things. Because I think there's banks where you have to separate this money into a separate account to get APY, or you have to go through all of these gymnastics to use those cashback rewards. So when we give you cashback rewards on our cards, by the way, you can earn cashback on both our balance card, which is a prepaid card, as well as the credit card. And when we give you cashback rewards, we instantly deposit in your card, in your balance. So you have that extra to spend, right? Again, you don't have to do anything to get the value out of this.
All right. So, I mean, a lot of this is just, it's like, hey, here are things you have to do anyway already in your business. And now it sounds like you're going to streamline it as part of my Shopify admin, save me a lot of time, make my life easier. And I hear that it definitely sounds like there is a focus on automation here, right? Like just get the bills paid, get the taxes filed, get loans approved instantly if I need to buy inventory. I mean, this sounds fabulous. There's a catch. What's the catch here?
Really, there's no catch. Of course, I think one of the things that we really seek to do is be as transparent as for merchants. I think as we build these products, one of the core mantras is there's no hidden fees. There are fees, but we want to be extremely transparent on what those fees are. For instance, for capital, when you take a loan for us, there is a fixed fee, and we are very clear in communicating that fee. On credit, when you actually, you can use a credit card for free and earn rewards, right? It can be a no-brainer decision for any e-commerce merchant to use a credit card and put it down in Meta and earn up to 3%. But when you decide to, so you can choose to pay that credit card back at the end of the month, or pay that card bill back over time, over 10 months for a fee. And again, we are going to be very transparent with that fee. So transparency is really important principle with which we build these products. And the other thing, yes, we are doing these automations on your behalf, right? We are connecting the sales tax account and the balance account to keep money aside automatically, right? And it's truly magic, by the way, as you said before. That's the word I use internally when I tell teams about this, that when we really integrate our products together, we create magic for our merchants. And yeah, so we're doing a lot of these automations. But again, we want to always give control to merchants. So merchants, for example, merchants can choose to not save sales tax in a balance account if they want to, right? Again, we give control to the merchants, but if merchants choose to exercise that control, we'll automate things really well for them and create magic.
All right, a lot to follow up on here, but I think sales tax is what I want to know more about, because sales tax, everybody hates it. It's just a big pain. There's a lot of, especially in the United States, it's a lot of filing to deal with. Walk me through this automatic setup, like maybe the workflow with how Shopify Finance will help me with my sales tax.
I hear you on the complexity of the frustration that merchants have with sales tax. This is something that when I first started at Shopify, I was visiting one of our merchants in San Francisco where I live. The merchant is called Dandelion Chocolate. It's a great chocolate maker. And I learned that the sales tax that they have to collect on their bars of chocolate they sell can change based on the sugar content in there, in the chocolate bar, because San Francisco taxes sugary products more, I think, something like that. And that kind of elucidates the complexity, right? Because sales tax rules are set at local jurisdictions, then there are state jurisdictions and so on again. There are I think something out of the order of more than 10,000 jurisdictions in the US that set these rules, right? So what we do, right? It's a lot to keep up. And also these rules are changing all the time, right? So what we do with Shopify Tax, which is the product that we have in market, is first we give you an insight into when you should start collecting sales tax in a given location, for example. Because when you're very small, you don't have to collect sales tax. You don't have that requirement. So first, we'll tell you when you should start collecting. then you can turn on, when you are liable to collect sales tax, you can just turn on collection with just one single click. What happens on the back end is we have categorized all of your products into the right categories. We keep up with the rules in various locations and the automations on where that purchase is happening and what your liability is, what is the calculate, and we do the calculations on your behalf in the moment, in real time, to make sure you're collecting the right amount in that transaction, in that order, from your customer, right? So that's what
they call this rooftop accuracy.
Rooftop accuracy. That's what we mean. Like, we are trying to make sure that you are, because again, at the end of the day, you want to collect the right amount from your customer versus you being having to be liable for that money later on, right? From your own pocket. So we want to make sure it's accurate for you. And then the last thing we do is also help you make the filing process much easier. One thing is we are helping you set aside that money in your balance account, but also we'll give you the right reports and things like that so that your bookkeeper or you can file that sales tax easily when the time comes. So that's the sales tax product. It really automates the complexity and the challenge of sales tax, right? So that you don't have to worry about it.
The unofficial Shopify podcast is sponsored in part by Zipify, and they've got the ugly truth about direct-to-consumer sales to share with you. And spoiler, it's really ugly. 82% of the people who buy from your store once will never buy from you again, and there's nothing you could do to win them back. That's why you need to get as much revenue as you can from each order. And that's where OneClick Upsell comes in. OneClick Upsell is a Shopify app that offers your customer upsells and cross-sells with every purchase. And it can increase your average order value by 15%. With OneClick Upsell, you can add AI-powered upsell funnels to every product on your store in just three clicks, including your product pages, shopping cart, checkout, thank you page, and even on the shop app. So you earn extra revenue automatically. OneClick Upsell is already the number one choice for 15,000 Shopify stores. And guess what? It's made merchants like you an extra $750 million. So don't miss out on another dollar in free upsell revenue. Try OneClick Upsell today and start making 10 to 15% more from every customer today. Go to zipify.com/Kurt to start your 30-day free trial. That's zipify.com/KURT. The issue with it is it's difficult, it's complex, it's scary, right? And oftentimes we could avoid things that are scary. And so tools that help guide us on the way, that help get us unstuck so that we don't ignore it and get ourselves in trouble, I am all in favor of. Like, just help me be compliant. That's what this sounds like.
That's exactly it, Kurt, right? I mean, in some ways, I mean, if you think about this, I read entrepreneurs have so many things to take care of, right? They have to think about inventory. They have to think about the next product. They have to think about the campaign that they have to run. There's so many things. So it's really easy for some of these really complex things to fall in the cracks and get a business in trouble. So I think this is a great example of Shopify helping entrepreneurs manage the complexity of something that they just need to do.
And so we've also got Shopify Balance, Shopify Capital. Automating sales tax, the benefits of that, very obvious to me. Help me understand balancing capital. Like, what is the end benefit? What's the game changer for our merchants here?
I think capital, let me start with capital. And then we introduced capital to the market in 2016. It's been a long road. And truly, capital has become the rocket fuel for our merchants, and merchants' growth. We've given out more than $5 billion in funding to our merchants. We've given out more than 100,000 financing and loans, right, in its history, hundreds of thousands, just to be clear. And in some ways, the beauty of capital is twofold. One is we give loans all the way from $200 to $2 million. And I think both ends of the spectrum are really, really important. We give a $200 loan because, or like very small loans when merchants are very early in their entrepreneurial journey, because we fundamentally believe it can make a difference. For example, a college student translating their hobby into a real business, right? Just so that they can go buy that extra inventory and run their, start taking the steps on the business. And one of the beautiful things we see on Capital, for example, is that merchants take these products and grow up on those products and keep coming back and back. And then there's so many merchants who are on the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th round of financing. And they are now taking, they started with something like a $1,000 loan and now taking a $2 million loan. And it's really fast. It's flexible. It gives you more options. And right now we are introducing a new feature which helps you, which increases the flexibility of Capital. So the product that we've had in the market is a very simple product where it's fixed price loans. What it means is you take $1,000 and there's a fixed flat fee of, let's say, $50. And we collect as a percentage of your daily sales. So when you don't have any sales, you don't pay us anything. But if you, as you have sales, we take some money out of you. So in the current construct, what happens is if you pay back fast or slow, the cost is the same. And a lot of our merchants like this predictability, right? But now we are also introducing what we call monthly cost loans. Here, your price will depend upon how quickly you pay back. If you want a loan just for a month, you can take that loan, pay it back in a month, and all you pay is the monthly cost. But if you want to pay over time, your cost will add up the cost for months, right? Again, for really fast-growing merchants and merchants who need really short-term access to money, I think this is a great option. So again, we are in the business of trying to create more flexibility in terms of how you can access funding and for what purposes you can access this funding.
So the new option that we're adding to Shopify Capital is a monthly cost loan structure. Okay. And it's like, hey, 30-day loans or 30-day loan fixed interest?
So fixed price per month. So on a 30-day loan, it's you can take a loan, you can decide how long you want to take to repay the loan. But if you repay the loan within 30 days, it's just the fee for that first month. If you repay it in 2 or 3 months, you'll repay that. Again, it's basically, we are now presenting two options, right? One is predictable, like flat, fixed price, no matter how quickly or how late you pay, or merchants who are really growing fast or want access to money faster, money for just a short period of time, they can opt into this variable cost in some ways, a monthly cost no option.
And this sounds more flexible than traditional business loan options.
That's right. I think that one of the core aspects of flexibility that we create with Capital is the repayment from sales, right? You don't have to scramble at the end of the month to make that loan payment because we automate and we take a small percent of your daily sales on an ongoing basis, and you're not scrambling to pay that loan at the end of the month.
Well, with Shopify Capital, it surely you have success stories here, right? Do you have any merchant stories that come to mind where like this really enabled growth in a business?
Yeah, we have the story of Hellbates. They are a women-owned company that builds, it's a lifestyle brand. They build apparel and a bunch of accessories around the team around for motorcycling enthusiasts. And they have grown up on Shopify Capital, right? I mean, I think they're a 7th or 8th round of their funding. One of the rounds of funding they taken out was to actually invest in a new product category. They wanted to build this product around leather jackets, for example, right? So they took out a loan and built this product, started ordering inventory, and again, preparing for one of the holiday seasons. And I think that's a great example of where merchants are using Capital to fund new product expansion or new purchasing new inventory, right? And I think it's a great success story. We've had many examples of merchants using Capital for things like running ad campaigns for BFCM, for example, expanding into new markets or setting up a new retail store. So it's like people have figured out ways to use Shopify Capital both for their working capital needs, like ordering inventory or ads, but also like expansion plays, new products, new markets, new geographies at times as well.
Impressive. And that Help Babe site is pretty good. We do a lot of aftermarket automotive and lifestyle stuff. And so I'm like, oh, this is right up my alley.
Yeah, there's so many stories. And I think that's like more than the numbers. I think these stories really get us motivated to keep building.
It puts a name to it. It makes it real, right? The numbers are real. They're big. They're impressive. But when you hear it, when you can visualize it with like, oh, this is what it did. Yeah, it helped build this. I think that's the fun of it. And then all of this pairs with Shopify Balance. So with Balance, how does this help me manage my cash flow better? Like these automation tools, certainly like sales tax, the automatic loan repayment, my cash flow is getting better. Any other tools in there?
I think, again, Balance, we talked about it a little bit. Balance is basically an alternative to a business bank account. And we try to say it's better than a business bank account, right? Because it's so deeply integrated within the Shopify platform. First and foremost, it's very integrated with Shopify payments. So we are able to give you much faster payout on your sales. So you get the money, like as I said before, Plus merchants can get next day, guaranteed next day payouts, and in many cases, even same day payouts on your sales on the Shopify store. You don't have to worry about whether your money is earning good APY or not. It's automatic. Any dollar that goes into balance and stays in balance for any duration will earn APY for that duration. You get all of these tools like sales tax automation and things like that, which help managing money easier. You get access to, you can give out a bunch of cards to your staff so that they can spend. You can control that spend on what they're spending on, again, using the balance cards. So I think this balance is like, in some ways, and you have all the features that a table stakes features that any business bank account would have, like send wires internationally and do all of that stuff, right? So it's, in some ways, I think it's a no-brainer way to place to manage your money, or at least your payouts, because you just get access to those payouts quickly and you start earning APY the second it is deposited in the account.
I think one of the themes here is, in addition to the automation, the ease, the quality of life, is risk reduction, right? It seems like a lot of this, it helps to mitigate risk as best it can. Obviously, all businesses are investment. All investments carry risk. But it sounds like there's been a lot of thought into being upfront and trying to make this easier for people by highly tailoring it to, you know, needs of e-commerce merchants, to Shopify merchants. One of the things I noticed I thought was interesting, Shopify Capital, this funding solution, it does not hit personal credit scores, does it?
It doesn't. And I think this is in some ways one of the core principles we have, where we say that all our offers, right, all our products should be based on the merits of the business's performance and not on the personal credit history of the entrepreneur.
I love it. Tell me why you did that.
I think it's at the core of what Shopify is. Shopify at its core is this relentless pursuit of breaking down the barriers of entrepreneurship, helping more people reach for entrepreneurship and financial independence. And we don't want to do anything that would prevent people from doing that, right? And I think that is at its core. That's in the DNA of Shopify. And that's sort of the thing. And we've never even, I think this is like kind of the red line that we have at Shopify Finance, to not impact the personal credit histories of individuals.
Music to my ears. I mean, it's great. It really is.
And again, I think we will, but one of the things that the beauty of all of our products is, and actually there's a good thing about this. The good thing is that we are forced to make these offers and build these products based on our understanding of your business performance. And the beauty of it is that as your businesses evolve and grow, these products will automatically grow with you. Your credit lines will increase as you grow. Your capital offers that you get in your inbox, in your admin, are going to be bigger and bigger as your business evolves. You'll get more flexibility as your business grows, right? So this is, in some ways, it actually makes us build better products for you that keep up with your business.
Let's recap a little bit here. What's new? What's changing versus, you know, what were things that were already available to us?
There are four things that are new that we are launching right now. One is the Shopify Finance Home or the central hub where you can manage all your money and all your products, all our financial services products. You can get real-time insights about your business. You can navigate to all your accounts and the tools and all your transactions all in one single place, a click away in the Shopify admin and the Shopify mobile app. So that's number one.
What are the real-time insights? I don't think we touched on that earlier.
So again, I think we're going to build more and more of this, but you can get instant access to how your sales are doing, how your payouts are doing, how your cash is doing. And I think we'll have built more on how your spend patterns are changing and have some insights. But I think, again, just like having a quick sense for what your cash position is, I think will unlock a lot of value in the workflows that merchants are engaging in. Just think about merchants are on the Shopify admin fulfilling orders all the time, right? And when they're fulfilling orders for a certain product, they can see that their inventory is probably going down and they may want to place a purchase order for that inventory. Just knowing how much cash you have in the bank right in the moment, I think it's very powerful. And even more powerful is the ability to say, if your cash is running low, go apply for that capital loan right in the admin in minutes. And the money is going to arrive in 2 days. So you can confidently go place that purchase order, right? So these are the kind of magical workflows that I think we will create for our merchants when we have cash position and money management available right within the Shopify admin.
Ever wake up to customers canceling orders? Maybe they said, I shouldn't shop when I'm high. This was a gift. We broke up. Those are all real customer quotes, and they're all a real hassle for your customer and you. Why should the customer have to ask you to edit their order for them? What if they could do it themselves? Enter Cleverific. With Cleverific, you can empower your customers to make their own changes through a self-service portal. Cleverific is designed to reduce customer support tickets, ship orders faster, and even reduce returns and lost packages. Don't just take our word for it. Menswear retailer Peter Manning New York cut their order support queries by 99% with Cleverific, and they're not alone. Exclusively for listeners of the Unofficial Shopify podcast, get 50% off Cleverific's Pro plan, now just $49 a month, giving you full access to everything Cleverific has to offer. Just go to cleverific.com/unofficial and use the promo code KURT50, that's KRUT50, at checkout to claim your discount. Take control with Cleverific and watch your customer support tickets plummet, shipping speeds increase, and package returns decrease. And all of that means happier customers. The big change here, in addition to like all, you know, new tools, new features, is all of this lives in one place. And the vision you have here is like, we'll have KPIs, we'll have reporting, and you will have a sense of this is the business's financial health and position at a glance, all as part of your Shopify admin. That's cool. I want that for my agency business. Give me the Shopify Partners version of that.
Open up a balance account and get started.
From your position, are there any financial trends that you see with Shopify merchants that it probably stuff that inspired, you know, how Shopify Finance is adapting?
I think a lot of what we see, I think there are two things that we see. Right? One is a lot of our product development is, of course, guided by the pain points and challenges that we touched upon earlier in the conversation, right? And in terms of access, friction, and building things specifically for e-commerce merchants and all of that, right? So those pain points and challenges in some ways are what inspire us to build what we're building. And again, we keep going back to our merchants and talking to them and seeing how they're using our existing products and what is working, what is not working. We see that feedback to innovate. And that is why we built the monthly cost loan option. That's why we built flexibility in the credit card to be give you like more than 10 months, up to 10 months to pay the credit card bill versus having to pay at the end of the month. So we constantly try to listen to our merchants, understand what their challenges are, and learn from them. And I think the other trend that we see is that there is increasing appetite to go try new financial services products versus being stuck. Because just that some of the traditional banks have just haven't served, doing a good job in serving our merchants, right? And I think that is, again, an opportunity for us at Shopify to be that place to help our merchants manage their money by just always building products that help them stretch their cash flows, help their money go further, have access to the money that they need, and then just simplifying the hell out of money management, right? And that's what we are doing with Shopify Finance.
Truthfully, my favorite part is just simplifying
everything around it. Like
the amount of hours and stress that this can solve really kind of thrills me. You know, anything that it's just finances are the scary thing for a lot of people, and not having that insight and often just not even having access to these tools is what holds people back, you know, knowingly or not. So what's next for Shopify Finance? You know, certainly you're thinking about new features and improvements even now.
Oh, absolutely. I think we have a bunch of new features that we are announcing, but this we are really, really excited about just like investing. There's so much more we can do, and we're going to keep investing in this space. And I think a couple of, two or three areas where I am excited as we look to the years ahead. One is really deepening the integration between our products and with the rest of Shopify. And the real power and the magic comes when these products work seamlessly with the rest of the Shopify ecosystem and actually really, really well with each other. For example, if you have a Shopify balance account, we have a much better sense for your finances. So we may give you much better offers on capital, right? We can help you move money faster and cheaper, right? And so on. And we can integrate some of the financial insights into your workflows, like what we talked about, into your orders and inventory workflows. So one is deep integration of our products. The second is expansion of services. We may get into a new products and new tools that we help you help you manage your money. And the last thing is actually a lot of our products are built really for the US market right now. Like capital is available is in US, Canada, Australia, and UK, but most of our other products are really US centric. And we want to help our entrepreneurs in everywhere. So we are going to push more and taking some of these products as they mature, as they feel good about them, to other markets as well.
Excellent. I'm happy to hear it, because I know, you know, our listeners, our merchants use many of these products, but I also hear from the people who they'll say, I wish I could use that. I wish that was available here. And not just, you know, finance. There's a patchwork of availability depending on where you live. And it's, you know, kind of the reality of building a global software platform, not a criticism. So I'm thrilled to hear that that's being addressed here.
Yes, this is really important. Again, as Shopify itself, the Shopify platform is available in 175 countries. Right? You won't believe it. People can create an online store in 175 countries, which is great. Shopify Payments, I think, is available close to in 50 countries. And Capital is available in 4. Some of the others are available in the US. We have figured out ways to make our products global as Shopify. It's a little bit of a staging game, right? Like you want to first build something really good for a core market, get it nailed, and then, okay, slowly you expand and grow into new markets. And we follow GMV, we follow our merchants. Where there's the biggest impact we can have, that's the next market we go to, usually.
No, it absolutely makes sense from software, product development, a business standpoint. And I appreciate the thoughtful approach. The one thing I forgot to ask you, these are new features. Are these even available yet? When can I play with this stuff?
They are available. They are available right away. Some of them have already been available to merchants in certain segments, so we can quickly learn and read. They are all available as we speak.
And all right, I want to hear your pitch on this. If a merchant isn't using Shopify Finance yet, what's your pitch to get them to try it out?
I would say, please go into your admin and see what Shopify Finance has been offered for you. It is the best place and a no-brainer place for e-commerce merchants to manage their money where they make it within the Shopify admin, get access to fast capital, get access to credit card that gives you rewards for things that you spend on, right? And really kill that complexity and save that time and headache of managing money with Shopify Finance.
All right, we're moving into the lightning round. These are the questions that interest me about you. Of these features, one of them is your baby. Which is it? What's the one you're most proud of?
I'm really proud of the new feature that we built on the credit card that helps you have more payment flexibility. You can pay the card back, the statement balance back, at the end of the month for free, or choose to pay over time as a percentage of your daily sales for a fee.
That is quite unusual, isn't it?
there is no credit card in the market like this. And what we have done is we've combined the superpowers or the things that really work on the capital product and brought it to the credit product. And I think it's very innovative. No SMB card exists in the market like this. And I'm excited to see how merchants use it.
That is clever. I do like that. I'm interested. Favorite book, good sir?
Favorite book? I haven't been reading books of late with my two toddlers. But
me neither.
maybe a favorite book. I mean, I read this earlier in the year on a flight. Shoe Dog.
Shoe Dog. Yeah, about Phil Knight, right?
Yeah. And you know, sometimes you read books and you walk away feeling very inspired and excited. And I think that was one of those books. I read it on a 10-hour plane journey and I got out and I felt, oh, maybe I should start something.
All right, last one. In your background is a Meta Oculus Quest 2. I know this because I have one and I wasted so many hours in it during the pandemic. Tell, what are your favorite games?
I think two. One is the ping pong game. I grew up playing ping pong at a dining table in my house in India. And the physics, the modeling of the physics in that game are amazing. You can like, the top spin works as if it's in real life. The second one is Supernatural. It's a really, really fun and fun way to exercise and sweat, although the sweating is not great with the headset, but I think it is it's really fun. And again, the physics there are great.
Very cool. All right, final question. I want to go learn about Shopify Finance. Where am I going? What am I doing?
First, if you're a Shopify merchant, log into the Shopify admin and see what Shopify Finance has in offer for you. And also go check out shopify.com/finance to learn more about all of this, all of our offerings and what Shopify Finance has in offer.
Beautiful. Vikram Unready, thank you so much. I got to go check out Shopify Finance.
Thank you so much, Kurt. It was fun being here.
Crowdfunding campaigns are great. You can add social proof and urgency to your product pre-orders while reducing risk of failure. But with traditional crowdfunding platforms, you're paying high fees and giving away control, all while your campaign is lost in a sea of similar offers. It can be frustrating. That's why we built Crowdfunder, the Shopify app that turns your Shopify product pages into your own independent crowdfunding campaigns. We originally created Crowdfunder for our private clients, and it was so successful, we turned it into an app that anyone can use. Today, merchants using Crowdfunder have raised millions collectively. With Crowdfunder, you'll enjoy real-time tracking, full campaign control, and direct customer engagement. And it's part of the Built for Shopify program, so you know it's easy to use. So say goodbye to high fees and hello to successful store-based crowdfunding. Start your free trial and transform your Shopify store into a pre-order powerhouse today. Search Crowdfunder in the Shopify App Store to get started.